Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
The Taoiseach says the forensic audit of the FAI's finances handed in to Gardaí should be published as soon as possible. His comments come amid fears a lengthy Garda investigation could prevent the restoration of state funding to the FAI for several more months or indeed years. Members of An Garda Síochána's fraud unit are due to meet to discuss the audit referred by Sport Ireland last night. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with more. It was this time yesterday that Sport Ireland handed over this audit of the FAI's finances to An Garda Síochána. 24 hours on, what's the state of play?
Yeah, another twist in an also dramatic year for the FAI, and it's not over yet. Members of An Garda Síochána's National Economic Crime Unit, its fraud squad, they're due to meet. They'll consider the findings of the Northern Irish auditors, COSI's forensic look through the FAI's books, and ultimately determine whether a crime has been committed. Then you could be looking at a big and lengthy investigation. Now, the Sport Ireland commissioned report can't be published depending on what happens with An Garda Síochána, so the restoration of state funding to the FAI potentially kicked to touch for months, if not years. Job losses potentially looming among those working at a grassroots level for the FAI as a result. And with this in mind, there are calls for the publication of some of the COSI report in a redacted form, and the Taoiseach wants a speedy resolution.
I think they should get to see it as soon as possible. You know, huge numbers of people in Ireland are football fans and contribute a lot to the FAI in different ways, either financially or as volunteers. So I think the public should see it as soon as possible. But, you know, because this has been referred to the Gardaí, we wouldn't want to put anything out in the public domain that might actually undermine the possibility of future accountability or even future prosecutions.
Leo Varadkar, also speaking this afternoon, the Minister for Sport, Shane Ross, says it's impossible to publish the report if there is an ongoing Garda investigation.
The correct thing has been done, and that is, and I think I must acknowledge that, that's the right thing to do in the circumstances. That's when I'm going to have to leave it for the moment. My objective always is to publish everything in full. Obviously, I can't, and I want to see it published at the earliest possible date. Of course, I do, but I can't obviously have it published while if there's a Garda investigation going on.
So, COSI's full and extensive look at the FAI's accounts won't be published for now, but do we have any indication as to what could be in this report?
It's believed the report looked at whether FAI funds were used to pay for things not relevant to the association. The Sunday Times journalist Mark Tye, whose original story about the bridging loan back around St Patrick's Day blew all this wide open, he's also had some sight of what could be in this report.
It delves into some payments that we were reporting about earlier in the year, specifically payments to Susan Keegan, who was John Delaney's girlfriend for a period in the early part of this decade. Payments went out from the FAI. Staff were told at the time these were agent fees to do with a pair of England and Ireland friendlies. COSI, the Northern Ireland audit firm, have been looking into where that money went, and they have established that some of that money went into a bank account that wasn't under Susan Keegan's control. And Ms Keegan has issued us a statement previously has always denied receiving any of this money from the FAI. We've also established that COSI have dug into the credit card expenditure of not just John Delaney but other senior executives in the FAI, and have discovered some interesting expenditure there that wouldn't at first glance seem to have any relevance to do with anything football related. Also, a significant part of the COSI report will look and examine the role that Donal Conway, the current FAI president, played in agreeing new terms, a new contract effectively with John Delaney when he stepped aside on the night, or was announced on the night of the Gibraltar match, Mick McCarthy's first competitive match back in March. This was a week after the initial High Court injunction application against us. Delaney stepped aside from CEO into the role of Executive Vice President, and they agreed a new basically a contract or new terms with John Delaney for this newly created position while they're all out in Gibraltar. And of course, he'll be examining did that agreement follow the process and rules of the FAI.
Any sense of the reaction to what happened yesterday?
It caused consternation, I think, in Abbottstown with the FAI. I don't think Sport Ireland gave them any heads up that this would be happening. They'd hoped that the report would be released this week. So I think the two parts, one, it went straight to the Gars, and two, that it won't be released. Both of those announcements shocked the FAI, I'm told, and senior people in the FAI. A lot of the FAI's plans to reform are based on the Coakley report being published. You know, that this puts all that into the air now. So there's a lot of anguish in the FAI how this affects the reform process.
And what, Barry, about this issue of state funding? Is there any sign of whether it could be restored in the not-too-distant future?
Well, as alluded to there by Mark Tye, much of the FAI's reform agenda cognizant on the publication of the COSI report, and so too the issue of restoration of state funding to the association. Of course, nothing from the state coffers for the FAI for over 6 months now, and opinions split politically as to whether Sport Ireland should restore around €3 million in government funding to the FAI. Some, such as the chair of the Oireachtas Sports Committee, Fine Gael's Fergus O'Dowd, say a way of restoring funding is needed, perhaps administered by a third party in order to ensure transparency. His committee and party colleague, Fine Gael's Noel Rock, says no, keep the money in the pocket for now until we're fully sure it'll go to youth clubs and grassroots as it's supposed to. Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy, she's on the Oireachtas Sports Committee and has asked questions of the FAI for well over a year now, and here's what she told me.
It's a confidential report, we won't see it and it won't be published. I think the Minister is correct in relation to the whole issue of natural justice, where we would have liked to get on with the work. And, you know, we're obviously trying to get to a point where we get good governance within, and we can be satisfied that there's good governance arrangements within the FAI. Indeed, get to a point where money can be restored for the non-commercial end of the activities of the Football Association of Ireland. This is likely to lengthen rather than shorten. That,
so it's potentially a long process ahead. Could the report not be published in some sort of redacted form?
I don't know what's causing the problem, so it's difficult to say when that's the case. And it's actually also very difficult to see how the AGM or the reconvened AGM of the FAI can happen in this context as well, and that's due on the 21st of December. There's way more question marks than there are answers, or even, you know, how you might even plot a plan of action to actually deal with the governance issues.
Would you ask Minister Ross to explore ways in which funding can be restored as a matter of urgency? Would you go that far?
I wouldn't at this point. I think certainly I expect that this is going to come up again at the committee next week. I think we've got to be very careful here. I don't think you could have that discussion in a vacuum. I think we certainly have got to take some soundings from Sport Ireland in advance of making that kind of a call.
A Garda investigation could take quite some considerable time, and people's jobs are at risk here as well. Grassroots programmes.
UEFA have obviously guaranteed some funding. We're going to have to explore what the what shortfall, if any, there is, and certainly we would be concerned about people who had no hand, act or part in the problem being having their jobs compromised, and we certainly have to look at that.
But growing concerns over the impact for the FAI if state funding isn't restored. Football for All, bringing football to vulnerable people, funding taken away there, youth programmes hit, 2 to 3 dozen coaches, their jobs could be at risk. And other issues too for those working at the grassroots of the game, people telling me how it's harder than ever to get grants and investments in 2019. The reform agenda too of the FAI at risk with the COSI report not being published for now. Of course, the appointment of 4 independent directors cognizant on the publication of that report. Tony Constantine, he's one of the supporters' representatives on the FAI Council. He says the Council has met just once in the 5 months since he's been on it, and he is concerned that this could lead to paralysis for the FAI.
Jobs are at stake now at this stage. And I mean, you've got youth development officers around the country that have been doing great work. You know, people that have families that have mortgages, you know, people who weren't getting their rent paid by the association or anything like that. They're the ones who are sort of, you know, looking over their shoulder now, and nobody knows what's going to happen. I think that there's a general sort of expectation that there's going to be job cuts in that, but exactly how that plays out or what sort of form that takes or whatever, it's still just up in the air. And as I say, there just seems to be this, you know, lack of direction and inability to move forward. Until some of this stuff comes out in the public domain, that's going to remain in place. There's a complete lack of information out there. I'm nearly as much in the dark after 5 months in the FAI Council as I was before I came onto it.
And what have supporters been saying in relation to the fact that this report has gone on to engorge the Sia Conaire?
There's, I suppose, a double-edged sort of thing here. You know, if it was a case that there were illegal activities going on, then obviously you want those to be fully investigated in that. The frustration is, I would have been anticipating that that sort of stuff would have been looked after with the two ODCE investigations that are ongoing at the moment. Like I say, the frustration is now that with that being delayed, I mean, we don't know how long that's going to take. Is that going to be 6 months, a year? Is it going to be published in its entirety? That's just frustrating people as well. That, like, people would like to move on and get to the bottom of sort of what's gone on, and it's just proven very, very difficult to do that, and it's very difficult to see how the association can move forward while this sort of thing just drags on and on.
Tony Considine, one of the supporters' representatives on the FAI Council, ending Barry Lenehan's report. Back with